Raise the law. We present Raise the Law with Kitty Blewitt, Kenneth Connor, Laban Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
Now, just watch the shot carefully, Miss Jackson. Now, notice my stance. Eyes on the ball, gentle swing back, and a follow through. There.
Oh, Mr. Trumbull, absolutely bang on again. That's the fourth time this morning that you've hit that dear little ball across the office carpet into a teacup.
Oh, that's nothing, my dear, just a natural aptitude for the game. Now, watch this one. This will be a chip shot. Over the waste paper basket, across Ray's desk. It's only 10:15, so he won't be using it yet. And ricochet off the hat stand. Here we go.
Oh!
I'm sorry, Ray. I was practicing a chip shot.
No wonder it felt like a Sputnik.
It's your own fault, Ray. Trust you to come in at the wrong time. But there, you've never yet come in at the right time, have you?
Have I once missed my 11s? Have I? You see, he's got no answer to that.
I'm sorry about your head, Mr. Ray.
We all are, Miss Jackson.
Mr. Trumbull has been demonstrating some absolutely brilliant golf shots.
Golf? Oh, well, now you're talking. As a matter of fact, every morning I play a little clock golf to keep my hand in.
Must be a very slow clock, Ray.
If you don't like me, Mr. Trumbull, why don't you just come right out and say it like a man?
I don't like you, Ray.
Well, listen, my man.
Now, please, Mr. Ray, Mr. Trumbull. I was going to say that I'm quite useful on a golf course. Why, we might even meet one day, Mr. Ray.
I'll be there. Just leave your name and bunker. But seriously, you know, I shall need all the practice I can get if I'm going to win the Endersby Crescent Golf Club Championship.
Oh, you're living in that dream world again, Ray. I haven't forgotten the last year's little episode.
Was it my fault I went round the wrong way? You spend 3 hours at the 19th and then try hitting a ball. It isn't easy. But you saw my superb shot when I walked out there. It was just like hitting a football. I took my stance, brought my arms back slowly, and drove.
Oh, do tell what happened.
I scored the first goal for Endersby Rovers.
There you are, Ray. You weren't even on the right ground. And what a sorry sight you looked with those four antique clubs and that tatty carrier bag.
You can mock. And how well you mock. But let me tell you, that happens to be a very good carrier bag. It cost me all of fourpence. Just think. The next week they went up to sixpence. What a good job I got kitted out in time, wasn't it?
And as I remember, Ray, your clubs were red rusty.
And so would yours be if the wife had used them for training sweet peas in the garden. But you'll have to look to your laurels, Mr. Trumbull. You'll see in 3 weeks' time I shall be going round in 73.
Hours or days?
Yeah, you're not pumping me. I'll pull out a few surprises at that championship, and what's more, my little Kitty is going to be pleased with me when I win that cup.
She is?
Of course. At the moment, she's drinking out of a saucer. Would you believe it, Kitty? The nerve of that Trumbull, hinting that I couldn't win the championship. He laughed right in my face. I could have cried. He'd had spring onions for breakfast.
No. Well, I can't say I blame him for laughing, Ted. After all, let's face it, he does play a very good game of golf, you know. His approach work is fantastic. His putting is marvelous, and as for his driving...
So that's it. All right, let's face it. You're in love with Trumbull. You are in love with Trumbull.
Now, please.
Just like he is.
Oh, don't be so silly,
he
Ted.
Is.
And Mr. Trumbull is old enough to be my father.
But not stupid enough to be his senior mother.
Ted! There you go again, poking fun at my mother.
I'm sorry, darling. I was only teasing. Next time I see her, I'll try poking bananas.
Yes. Oh, honestly. You and your nasty little remarks. You can't think of anyone to beat my mother.
Well, Dempsey springs to mind.
Yeah, please.
They were tougher in those days.
Ted.
But we'll come back to your mother later, the good old standby. At the moment, I'm more concerned with this golf championship.
Oh, stop kidding yourself, Ted. You know very well Trumbull will walk it.
That's so. You listen to me, Kitty. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten more about golf than Trumbull will ever know.
Now, is that a fact? Well, for a start, what's a birdie?
I've forgotten.
All right, then, what's a 5-iron shot?
I've forgotten that, too. You see, I told you I'd forgotten more about the game than Trumbull ever knew. Mind you, it's not going to be easy, Kitty.
No?
I mean, look at my best putter. Mm-hmm. I knew it was false economy, boring that hole down the middle of it and using it as a gas poker. Well. Just give me a decent set of clubs and I'll make rings round the rest of them.
Oh, rings, the man says.
Mm.
The last time you played, you took a retriever round with you.
That is a gross exaggeration. Uh-huh. That happened to be my friend George Innes wearing a deerstalker hat. On his hands and knees with a flaps down. How about that?
Ted, you know you're not ready for championship golf yet. Do you remember the reaction you got from that professional, Sam Sneed?
Sam Sneed.
I know what he did, darling.
Oh, so it's come to this.
That's it.
Even my little wife is against me, mm-hmm. belittling my performance. Well, I'll show Endersby Crescent that they've got another vexatious old Lou Holden in their midst.
Oh, he's away again. Ted, those two play at Wimbledon.
What difference does it make? A golf course is a golf course wherever it is. But the thing is, darling, I've got to get hold of some decent clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a look at that paper. Mm-hmm. There may be something in the for sale and wanted column. Uh-huh. What's this?
What?
Wanted by young man, young woman without mink coat with a view to giving her one. Charming. That should be under the heading of My Fair Lady. And I'm worrying about golf clubs. And get a load of this.
What?
Here's a fellow who wants to get rid of old gold.
Really? Who is it?
Old Charlie Norton. Ah, no, there's nothing here for me. Just a minute.
Where?
This could be the answer.
Where?
There's a new cigarette on the market, and mm-hmm. they're giving away wonderful gifts for the coupons.
Really?
See, Kitty, there, look. 10 coupons in each packet of Wheezes.
Wheezes?
Wheezes, yes. For 450 coupons, they send you a celluloid ashtray. And if you don't want that, for a mere 600, you get 4 pairs of braces.
Now, that'll be nice, darling. With 4 pairs of braces, you'll really be able to keep up with the Joneses, won't you?
Yes, or the Smith brothers. And what's more, the fags are only 2 shillings for 20.
Mm.
But this is what I was coming to. For 40,000 coupons, only 40,000?
Yes.
Let's face it, 40,000. You get a beautiful set of guess what?
What?
Golf clubs.
Oh.
That's it. That's my little problem solved.
Problem solved?
That's it.
Ted, wait a minute. Where do you think you're going to get 40,000 coupons from in 3 weeks?
From 4,000 packets of Wheezy's.
Oh.
Let me see. It's only 80,000 cigarettes. And with 3 weeks to go, why, it's a doddle.
No.
It's only 3,800 a day.
Believe me, you'll hardly notice it. I'm glad to hear you're cutting them down. Listen to me. You know, for instance, you don't have to smoke the cigarettes. You just buy the packets and get the coupons. Why, the cigarettes will last you for years that way.
Oh, Kitty, you're so clever.
Thank you.
But hold on.
Mm.
Hubby's got an even better idea.
Right.
I'll buy them wholesale,
yeah.
Cleverly remove the coupons,
uh-huh.
Replace the cellophane,
yeah.
And resell the cigarettes at a penny a packet cheaper.
Very good.
I've got it all worked out. I get a brand new set of golf clubs for £16.
Oh. Ted, do you really think your plan is going to work?
No, but I try. In the meantime, I'm going to Wheezy's factory. You come along with me as well, darling. It might be a blow.
Oh.
This is the place, darling.
Mm-hmm.
It must be a cigarette factory.
How can you be so sure?
Well, it's obvious. All the chimneys are blowing smoke rings. Let's go inside.
You mean in case somebody heard that last remark?
Oh, I say, this is interesting, darling.
Yeah.
They've got cigarettes in their various stages of manufacture all round the walls.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Oh, it's probably a reject. This short, weird-looking white weed.
Thank you, Molly. My name is Sid Mincing. And I happen to be the managing director of this puff it, blow it, inhale it, and no nipping it out and bunging it behind your ear hole, employee. Right. What can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Mincing. I'm very interested in your golf club, so I've come along to buy 4,000 packets of wheezes.
You have?
Yes.
Shall I wrap them up for you, or will you smoke them here?
Well, you might as well wrap them up, Mincing. I've left my matches at home.
Very well. I'll send a message to my right-hand man, Herbert. Here we go.
Just a minute, Mr. Mincing. Was that semaphore, or were you just tic-tacking?
Something like that. Wait a moment. Here comes the reply.
Now, wait, Mincing. Why is Herbert replying in semaphore? He's only a few yards away. Can't he speak for himself?
Hardly. You see, he's our head tester, and his voice went 5 years ago.
Yes, I've heard him on the 6-5 special, yes.
Of course, you will appreciate that we have a very big business here. In fact, we send our cigarettes all over the world, you know. Mm. Although I must say that up to now, the results, well, have been rather discouraging.
In what way?
They keep sending them back from all over the world. We blend several types of tobacco here, you know. Perhaps you'd like to see our curly cut.
Why, we'd love to.
What's that? What's that?
That's our curly cut.
Isn't it marvelous? Kitty, let me know if you see four sailors playing fontoon. Uh-huh. That'll be Mincing's navy twist.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes.
A bit of a know-all, your husband, isn't he? But perhaps you'd like to look around the theatre where we make our cigarettes.
Yes, I would. Theatre? For making cigarettes?
Well, you see, Mrs. Wright, we've found a way to increase production, you see. We get all our staff working in the theatre, and every half an hour a comedian comes on the stage and tells them funny stories.
I get it, Mincing. In that way, you have all your staff rolling in the aisles.
Oh, that's most unfair, that is.
Why?
I particularly wanted to say that.
I'm sorry.
The sooner you get out of here, the better night you'll like it.
That suits me, Mincing. Just you hand over 4,000 packets of wheezes, and we'll be on our way.
Very well, then. Here you are.
Fine. All right. You start opening that lot, Kitty. And I work on these.
And guess what do you think you're doing now?
Well, it's very obvious, I should have thought, Mincing. You get your coupons back, and I get my golf clubs.
You'd like it to be as simple as that, wouldn't you?
What?
Well, there's a slight clause about that. We insist that all the cigarettes are smoked. Otherwise, they're left lying around and give the firm a bad name.
Oh, so that's it, eh? I thought there'd be a snag somewhere. Now I've got to smoke 80,000 cigarettes in 3 weeks. My chances are pretty ropey.
So are the cigarettes.
Anyway, we're not beaten yet, Kitty.
No, darling.
Let's take them and get out of here.
Of course, you know, normally I would help to carry the packets out, but I have to prepare an order for a friend of mine, one Philip, a most generous man.
Phyllis?
Yes. He always adds a handsome gratuity to the bill.
Phil does, said he in all innocence.
You see, he...
Now, Mincing. 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 Don't rush into this. You've still got time to reconsider what you're going to say.
It's too late to back out now.
All right, Mincing. You're on your own. How do you know that your friend Phil is going to give you a gratuity?
Because you can always rely on Phil to tip.
Ray, Ray, Ray. Step into my office a minute, Ray.
I'm already in here, Mr. Trumbull. Of course I am.
Can't see across the office. What the devil are you smoking, Ray?
Four wheezes. I've got to make up for lost time, Mr. Trumbull. I had to stay downstairs in the bus this morning. And that was after being trapped in a non-smoking compartment in the train.
One of these days, I'm afraid that I shall understand what you're talking about, Ray.
Yes.
And they'll take me away. Just what is all this?
Well, Mr. Scumbrel, where are you?
Here.
Oh, you're over there. I'm doing this for a set of golf clubs. Believe me, it's not easy getting through 3,800 cigarettes a day. Especially as I'm 1,500 behind from yesterday.
I'm still happy to say that I have no idea what you're talking about. Now, for goodness sake, open the office door. Let some of this smoke out. Anybody would think we're on a destroyer doing a spring maneuvers.
Right over, Mr. Trumbull. Hang on, I'll find it. It must be here somewhere. Ah, here we are.
Oh, I see. Don't panic in now. The audience here, our Gloria knows what to do in an emergency.
Kindly put that fire extinguisher down, babe.
Aye, Captain Trumbull. We really are playing ships, aren't we?
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, Mr. Trumbull. Gloria's absolutely abject. Normally, after all, I mean, there is no smoke without fire.
Fire. Oh, fire. That's the word.
Now, steady on, Mr. Trumbull. I can read your mind. None of your snap decisions about firing me. You've got to remember, sir, that I have a wife and thousands of wheezes to support.
Oh, belt up, Ray.
But that wasn't my fault, Mr. Trumbull. I mean, you're not too wet. Gloria only fired a little squirt.
I know a little squirt I'd love to fire. A roseate glow comes over me when I indulge in those pipe dreams.
Oh, don't you worry about pipe dreams, Mr. Trumbull. Have a wheezy. How about you, Gloria?
No, not just now, thank you, Mr. Ray. I've still got the 500 you sold me yesterday.
Well, don't forget, you be a good girl and smoke them. I don't want to miss out on those golf clubs now.
No, don't you worry, Mr. Ray.
What the devil was that?
It's only me, Ray. I'm breathing again.
Congratulations, Mr. Trumbull. You see, I don't bear you a grudge.
Oh, just what was it you gave me, Ray?
A wheezy. Have another one?
You've never really liked me, have you, Ray? That last one took my breath away for over a minute.
You're made, Mr. Trumbull. Just think, you could be another Hans Haas and go up a creek without a snorkel. Couldn't you?
Golf clubs? Wheezy? Snorkels? I don't know what you're blathering about. Oh, I'm beginning to see a ray of light. Those new cigarettes, Wheezy's, they've got coupons, and you're collecting them for a set of golf clubs.
You've got it, Mr. Trumbull. You've teed off.
Good.
Good.
Miss Jackson?
Yes, Mr. Trumbull.
You might type out a little memo for the office notice board. It'll read as from today. To increase efficiency, there will be no smoking in the office.
Huh?
A carbon copy can be nailed to Ray's desk. Oh, Trumbull, I do admire you.
Well, well, there's quite a crowd in the Flock and Nightgown this evening. Pity I don't know any of them. I'll have to buy myself a half. Half of the cheapest, Lil.
Here you are, love. Here's your usual. Half a pound of cooking bitter. Oh, by the way, the governor's been looking for you.
Has he? He might know by now I'd settle my slate account.
No, it's not that, love. You've come up in the football suite. Oh, I don't know. Some people have all the luck.
Football suite? How about that? What have I won?
500 fags.
Yeah. 500 fags? That's great. I wouldn't be surprised if they're all Wheezy's with the coupons taken out.
Yeah, how did you get?
Oh, no. It was just a hunch. I saw the governor practicing golf shots in the Four Ale Bar yesterday.
Wheezy's now, if it isn't a mystery.
Well, if it isn't, I've just treated somebody to half a pint of bitter. Anyway, what are you doing in here so early, Angus?
Wheel.
By the sound of it, you're out for a free wheel. Let me treat you, Angus. Come on, have a cigarette. Oh, no. I've left mine at home on the mantelpiece.
Well, you can have one of mine. And no bother with the receipt till later. I'll just borrow your diary and make a wee note of it.
Borrow my diary. Have you ever heard of Jack Benny, the famous spendthrift?
No.
Anyway, thanks for the cigarette, Angus.
That's all right. They're wheezies. Everyone you smoke brings me nearer to my wee free gifty.
Pretty nifty. Free gifty. Now, you're not going to tell me that you're saving coupons for a set of golf clubs.
Oh, no. It's a wee surprise for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving her a wee set of bagpipes for her birthday.
Good.
I don't believe you've ever met my bonny wee lassie.
I haven't, but you could mean bonny.
I could, but I keep her on a wee diet. But there's no better wifey in the world than my Flora.
Huh?
No, no. When I come home in the evening there, she's there with my slippers. My sporran is warming by the fire.
Careful.
Then she cuddles up to me. Right up close she comes and she says to me... Hamish.
Hamish? But you're Angus.
I ken that, but she's always had a soft spot for Hamish.
The saucy Sassenach baggage. Anyway, Angus, this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. But what are you going to have?
Thank you. But I've really had enough of this mild beer.
Well, some other time, Angus. Good night, Angus. Be seeing you.
So instead, I might do we a brawy triple scotch.
That's very MacClever. Very MacClever is Mac that. Would you like anything in it? Not that there'll be much room.
Well, here's luck to you.
Thank you. Down the muck hatch and here's mud in your muck eye.
Well, now. I know it's the turn for wee Angus to return the compliment.
Thank you very much. Just a gill of gin for me. I know when I've had enough.
I wasn't referring to the drink.
The drink? No.
I happen to know that you're collecting coupons.
Yes.
And for a wee consideration, shall we say, a pound, you can have 500.
500? That's fair enough, Angus. I'll be able to get Kitty something as well. For a pound, that's not bad.
And here's your wee coupons. And so now, good night to you, the new.
Well, I think Angus McGrab has done me a good turn at last. That's a lot less cigarettes I've got to smoke. I'll just check and see they're all here. Oh, no. What's he done to me? These are the wrong coupons. All I'm entitled to now is a penny off 500 packets of soap powder. Isn't it Mac Marvellous? Just listen to Kitty. So much for glamour. Kitty. Where's my walking stick?
Oh, what is it, Ted? What's the matter now?
What's the matter now? You nodded off. That's what's the matter.
Look, at 2 a.m, don't you think I'm entitled to nod off?
You seem to forget, darling, that we've got a task to finish.
Well.
So here's another packet of Wheezy's. Get with him. Get with him.
Ted Ray, I have gone along with you far enough in this crack-brain scheme. If you think for 1 minute that I'm going to sit up in bed at 2 a.m. chain-smoking, you've certainly got another thing coming.
I might have known. So it's up to me. I'm alone, eh? On my own. I've done everything so far. Why, I even had 3 days off from the office. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was a good idea of mine, nailing a cigarette machine to the front gate. You know, we get a very good passing courting couple trade. And another thing, dear. Would you believe it? She's nodded off again. There's no cooperation around here. Well, Kitty, my beauty, you needn't think you're getting away with it. While you're breathing nice and steadily, I'll put this lighted wheezy in your mouth. Why should I do all the work? There.
Jet Ray, of all the foul trips, that just about does it. That was the last draw.
We'll have a last draw.
Oh. I'm going to do no such thing. You're mean. I'm going into the spare room to try and get some sleep. Good morning.
Women, they always let you down when it comes to an emergency. Well, I'm not giving up. Where's the next packet? Oh, there must be about 500 miles. Let's get rid of another 20. Oh, I feel rotten. I do feel rotten. Oh, what a pity I like golf. But I must keep awake. I must keep the home fags burning. I mustn't close my eyes. I mustn't close it. I mustn't. What's that? I must have dozed off. Been counting too many sheep. What a terrible dream I had. I thought I heard Trumbull calling. Oh! It is Trumbull. Oh, I feel sheepish. Oh! What does he want at this time in the morning? I bet he wants change for my cigarette machine. Hello, Mr. Trumbull. You're up bright and early.
Bright and early, Ray. It's 11:45. Come down at once and open this door.
But I'm not myself. I've had a very tough night, Mr. Trumbull.
Come down, Ray.
Oh, very well.
There you are. And what a sorry sight you look.
I'm sorry, Mr. Trumbull. If I'd known you were coming, I would have changed this deadly nightshirt. What can I do for you?
Come to work, that's all. Is that too much to ask?
Well, it's not very convenient.
I'm sorry about that. Why do you think I came round for? To ask you to come out to play, Ray, and stop smoking those filthy cigarettes?
Ah, what are you talking about? I just finished the last packet. The last packet. I'm free. All I've got to do now is collect my golf clubs. I must tell the little woman. Kitty, Kitty!
Coming, Ted. What is it? Oh, good morning, Mr. Trumbull.
Oh, gosh, no.
Really, Ray, you might have warned your wife that I was here.
Well, nobody warned me. I get changed right away, Mr. Trumbull.
It's about time, too. The morning's gone now.
They don't last long, do they? No. Mr. Trumbull, there's a slight favor I'd like to ask.
What's that, Ray?
Do you think I could have the afternoon off to collect my new golf clubs,
sir? Oh, who would rid me of this cursed employee?
Well, Mr. Ray, I finished counting the coupons.
Good work, Mincing, good work. Now give me the golf clubs.
You're 400 short.
You don't know what you're saying, Mincing. I can't be 400 short. Oh, can I?
Mm.
That new electric iron of Kitty's. That's it. How could she do this to me? Mr. Mincing, look, you're a man of the world.
Mm.
Let me owe you the 400. I can make it. There's hours of smoking left in me yet.
Yes, that's what they all say.
Really?
It's the repercussions you get from wheezies that matters. Now, here's your free gift. I'm afraid you'll have to make do with this.
That's great. After all the work I've put in for the last 3 weeks, I wind up with a train set that probably won't work. Oh, the irony of it.
Why is that?
Well, don't you see? I smoke thousands of your cigarettes, and what happens? I finish up with a puffer. They've done it again.
That was Razorlaugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laban Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. This recorded program was written by Bernard Bottig and Charles Hart and produced by Leslie Bridgehall.